doesn't matter. We're moving on to San Francisco. 3:35, the first game of the next weekend. That's the Vikings, right. I think, opened at 7.5-point dogs. They're down to 6.5-point dogs, so some early money coming in on the Vikes a little bit. Your thoughts about Jimmy Garoppolo hosting the Vikings on Saturday? How do we match up?
You know, I'll steal what Sauce was saying to us. That listen, they've got all the pressure, man. Like, we can at this point with Kirk kind of getting this monkey off his back as far as not winning the big games and not being a huge part of a win in these situations. You can sort of stop that narrative at least going forward for this season. You won a game in which nobody gave you any chance to win. I mean, based on the point spread, we were bigger underdogs going into this last weekend than we are right now going into the San Fran game.
Mm-hmm.
We've got no pressure. I mean, we're kind of free rolling right now. And this is going to be the biggest environment that he's been in. This crowd, I'm going to guess, is not going to be as hostile and as loud as the Superdome. So a little easier for our team to operate. Being the number one seed is a big responsibility, and they've got a huge target on their back. And so do they go out and play a little tight? They're not perfect. They absolutely have a lot of weapons, and their offense can be scary, I think, with creativity, with just some playmakers they have. So it's not going to be an easy game by any means, but there's certainly, it's not like that they're not unbeatable, and we've shown that as a team that we've got a lot of mental toughness to go in the Superdome and win. We're going to have that same demeanor going this weekend against in San Fran. So I just say bring it on, man. I think our guys are ready to go, and they're saying all the right things after the game, and I think they truly believe it. They learned from the last Saints game going into Philadelphia. They've learned from that.
How about this, by the way? Just check this out. Weather.com, San Francisco, California, the next 10 days. Saturday, morning showers, then later in the day, high of 54. So yeah. It's going to be a little wet and rainy potentially Saturday morning, maybe early Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, depending on how much rain they get, hopefully they cover the field and the field conditions are dry for the start of the game. It's based on what you just said. It sounds like game time. It's not like they're not going to be dealing with like wet footballs and
maybe not
and,
right
and rain playing in the rain, but maybe a wet start to the day.
Rain showers early, mostly sunny conditions later in the day. High around 54. Winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. So again, we're 6 days out, but still rainy and a little windy.
You probably never played on the new field, right?
I've never been to that new stadium.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that'll be. I think that's the only stadium I haven't been to in the NFL. So I can check that off the list. But this game coming up, as I look at it right now, first glance, yes, they got some offensive weapons. Yes, they've got Kittle. They got Juszczyk that they use a lot of ways. Samuel that they use a lot of ways. Emmanuel Sanders has had a resurgence. Garoppolo, you know, when he's on rhythm and all that stuff, seems to be, you know, very accurate and very confident. In the running game, although they're not riddled with a bunch of star power, they've got guys that can run downhill and be physical. So there's a lot to look at from the offense. But my biggest thing is that defensive front, which they've drafted really well. They've drafted big. They kind of remind me a little bit when it comes to the size and physicality of the way Chicago's built when they've got Akeem Hicks healthy. That's a problem for our offensive line. DeForest Buckner is 6'7", he's 291. Eric Armstead, 6'7", 292. You know, these are two big, massive human beings, and they play with violence. And then you've got Bosa on the outside. They've got D Ford that they picked up from Kansas City. They've got some dogs in there that it's gonna be a fight for our offensive line.
The last time they won like this, Ben, in a overtime whole thing, like they didn't win in overtime, but at the Minneapolis Miracle, they went out and got killed by Philly. How did they prevent that? And having some of the same guys that were on that team that has to help the situation, right?
It does, And again, I think they are understanding that they have to learn from that mistake. And those guys that were on the team, which is a lot of those guys, they can now recall just that week of preparation. Because I don't think the game was necessarily lost on that field when the game started in Philadelphia. I think that game was lost during the course of the week in the preparation time. And they thought maybe they were feeling really good about themselves. They're coming off this emotional high that nobody's ever experienced. And they're getting all this attention. And during the course of the week, it was so much of look back. hey, even on Wednesday, Thursday, reporters are asking, like, hey, let's look back at this last game instead of looking forward. And that has a psychological effect to you. And sometimes you just don't prepare, and you don't attack the preparation in the same way. I think that they're going to use that going forward of like, yep, great win, huge. The short week, I think, helps, that there is no time to let your foot off the gas. They're going to have a day off today, it sounds like, and they're going to go right back at it tomorrow, and they're going to jump right into the game plan. I imagine a lot of those guys are going to be at the facility today. They're getting their treatments done. They're going to get early work on film done. I don't think that we're going to have the same emotional letdown that we had against Philadelphia. I just don't get that feeling right now.